we must constantly look at things in a different way.
The Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast was created by two physical therapists out of the desire to learn more about the different educational roles in physical therapy and healthcare, and how healthcare education works by talking with educational leaders and people with different perspectives within physical therapy and across interdisciplinary lines on how education can be improved to disrupt the status quo of healthcare education. This is our journey, and thanks for listening. Are you a third-year physical therapy student that excels on tests when you have study guides, checklists, and deadlines? With all of the information available about how to prepare for the NPTE, it's easy to get disorganized and not feel prepared going into the big day. NPTE Prep Success is an online course that provides PT students easy-to-use study guides and step-by-step guidance through the NPTE preparation. To learn more, visit kylericeprep.com. Hey, everybody, this is Brandon, and thanks again for listening to the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Now, this episode was recorded live at Smart Success PT Live at the Wyndham Grand in Clearwater Beach, Florida, and we got the opportunity to chat with David Bailiff to chat about mobile PT. Now, for those who have not heard of David, he is the owner of Bailiff Integrated Wellness and of the Mobile PT League LLC, and he is also one of the hosts of the Mobile PT Podcast. Now, for this episode, we did have a little background noise that we were unable to completely edit out, so we do apologize for that. But without further ado, here's our interview with David Bailiff.
So, David, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We've been following your growth over the last year, and we really love what you're doing. Being a fellow Wake Forest Demon Deacon, I'm proud to have you on the show. But could you tell our audience a little bit about your academic journey and how it got you to where you are today?
Sure, absolutely, F. Scott. And again, it's my honor to be here, so thank you for asking me. My academic journey, as you mentioned, I did go to Wake Forest, majored in exercise science. As you know, a lot of people who go into PT school tend to major in some sort of field like that.
Unless you're an English
major, which can be to your benefit. But the academic journey, exercise science major. And then from that, not necessarily academic, but then I just spent a lot of time volunteering in the PT field, and then working as a PT tech in the hospital. Spent a couple of years getting that experience. Meanwhile, applying to PT school, but along the way, I did take a couple of courses to help boost my GPA because it wasn't the greatest coming out of school, I admit. But also, I actually spent an extra year after graduating Wake completing my prerequisite requirements for PT school.
Well, cool. And, Dave, kind of to fast forward a little bit here now to where kind of things are today, do you think you could kind of tell us a little bit about kind of your practice and what you're up to now?
Yeah. Well, for 19 years, I worked in the outpatient clinic setting. However, 5 years ago, I started my own business doing mobile physical therapy. And really the way that came about is that it's sort of organically found me. And what I mean by that is I was working with several clients from one particular physician in the clinic, and she was happy with the results that she was getting from me. And one day she called and she asked me if I would see one of her clients at his home, that he wanted people to come to him. And so I said, sure, I can do that. I think I've got time in my schedule. A couple times a week I could go do that. And so I went and worked with this gentleman at his home, and right away I just saw just the how much less stressful that was for me, how much more pleasant it was, how much easier it was. And just for me, doing the mobile, seeing someone in their home, it was a lot easier than then going to the clinic and grinding out 30 people a day. And so from that one person, it just grew from there. And then one day I decided to just take the leap and do it full time.
Awesome, David. I think hearing about your mobile practice is amazing, and I love what you're doing. But you've also got a product that you've created and brought to life as well, right? Can you tell our audience a little bit about that product and the process?
Yeah, sure. The product is called the CoBar, CO-VAR. The website is cobarfitness.com. CoBar without the hyphen for the website domain. But the way it came about was I grew up literally on a tennis court playing tennis. Played tennis at Wake Forest, and I always enjoyed running. And I had gotten to where I was running half marathons for fun. But then my body started breaking down. I started developing some pelvic issues, some hip issues, and I quickly realized that, you know, if I want to be in this for the long haul in terms of being active, I'm going to have to change up what I do. And so I just resorted I joke about it being like the 1980s aerobic workouts. But I still needed to ramp up the workouts to get that endorphin release that I would get from running. And so I just started tinkering around with some things. And one day I picked up a couple of bars that I had bought at an Ace Hardware store. And realized, like, wow, like, you know what, this made me a little extra tired. So I started using them in my workouts, and I thought, you know what, this is pretty cool. I was like, I need to come up with a way to market this, because I think it's a good idea. And I would have some other friends use the product, and they reported back that, like, wow, that really, like, made me work harder, and I really feel it. And so from that, I just, things just happened. You know, I found someone to manufacture them, developed a website, and kind of the rest is sort of history. It's still growing, still working on growing it, but it's been fun. I really enjoyed it.
That's really great to hear. And, you know, Dave, also, I mean, knowing all the things that you do, because you do quite a lot of things, mm-hmm. with you being kind of the founder and creator of the Mobile PT League Facebook group, you know, what inspired you to create that group?
Honestly, it was just being on Facebook, period, and seeing what other people were doing. You know, seeing you guys having this podcast, for example, but just wanting to come up with ideas of, like, how can I reach people? And again, because I had seen other people start groups, I thought, you know, I know there are other mobile PTs out there, or there are people who are interested in it, but there's not a mobile PT group. What the heck? I want to start one and just see if I can just somehow be an influence in other people's lives or their profession or whatever in that way. So that's really kind of how I started it.
Yeah, David, I can say you are definitely influencing the masses in all things mobile PT business world, for sure. You are clearly the authority on all things mobile PT. How do you plan to impact the education world if students come out looking for more information on starting and running a successful mobile PT business?
Yep. You know, great question, F. Scott. And, you know, it's perfect timing that you asked that question, because I have developed an online course called the Mobile PT Roadmap, and I actually plan on dropping it within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And so through that, you know, it's a way to help those who are interested in getting started into mobile PT, you know, the steps they need to go through in order to start up and to be successful.
Yeah, and I fully support and believe what you're doing and the impact that you're having. So I was 100% behind you on this one and helping you get on board with this course, because I just felt it was so impactful and it was so necessary. Because it's something that I've just started diving into, and I was getting so much knowledge out of what you were telling me that I wanted to do anything I can to help support the course. So I'm excited for its launch, yes, and its release. Can't wait to help more people and make a bigger impact in the world of mobile PT.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I think it's good, especially seeing the wide variety and uses of technology that can be used. I mean, we've had many discussions about with other guests on telehealth and just different ways to reach one. And I think a big message that we've gotten today is, you know, we don't want to educate just one-on-one. We want to have one educate many.
Right.
So I think that's
absolutely
huge. So, Dave, you know, I'm kind of curious, just kind of, you know, not knowing a ton about mobile PT, mm-hmm, in general. Mm-hmm. But I got to ask, you've mentioned kind of the big strengths with this as well. But I'm just curious, just kind of learn more of an insight from your perspective.
Right.
What are some of the biggest limitations that you see with mobile PT, and how do you think that those limitations, if there are any, should be addressed?
Mm-hmm. For me personally, one limitation is just because I'm in Phoenix, the Scottsdale area, which is a big city. I do, if I want to be efficient, if I want to be profitable, I do have to limit the region in which I cover. However, again, it is a large city, which means even though I limit myself to a particular portion of the city, I still have a lot of people. So it's not so much of a barrier. Really, the barriers are more of, honestly, for me, the physicians getting used to the fact that someone will actually go to a person's house.
and work with them. Every time I speak to a physician, they're like, "Wow, that's so innovative. That's neat. That's great that you're doing that." But the biggest barrier is that, you know, for me, is that I'm cash based. So there are people out there who are willing to pay for services. They're willing to invest in their health, and really, that's kind of my perfect client, is someone who's interested in investing in their health before their health becomes an expense. But you know, the hardest thing is when there are people who, regardless of their economic status, they want to use their insurance, and so it's being able to get them to understand the value of what they're really getting and paying for by having someone like myself come to them and you know, being cash based.
Yeah. Which circles right back around to the point on education. Yes. All we're doing is educating. Yep. Educating. Whether it's insurance and how it works, whether it's the value we can bring, whether it's the benefits of physical therapy, whether it's the reasons you need to do your HEP, it's all education. That's all it is. It's trying to help them make better decisions, or at least, at the very least, well-informed decisions.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I can talk to.
And that's the key to being successful, is making sure that you're educating everyone.
Yeah. I always love the quote that sales is really how to help someone make a decision.
Yeah. And that's all it is.
Really all it comes. So Dave, I'm going to take a slightly different turn here and kind of ask more kind of a personal question.
Sure.
You know, are there any books that you've read recently, or in the past for that matter, that you'd really like to pass along to our audience that you feel may benefit for them either clinically, personally, or even from a business standpoint?
Yeah. You know, great question. And actually, I do kind of several come to mind that have helped me really on all points that you hit on there, Brandon. And one that I have shared with many people who have struggled with being busy, having several ideas in their head, not knowing how to act, when to act, what direction to go. One book that I found to be very helpful is called The One Thing by Gary Keller. And it just, he really breaks it down and helps you to see that, you know, just what's that one thing that I can do today to help me be successful today and help me make progress towards my ultimate goal. And of course, it goes a lot deeper into that, but it really just, it helps you put in perspective of how to manage your day so that you can become successful. And I just found it really helpful. A couple other books I've read, Chris Anderson's TED Talks. And what I like about that one is that as I've wanted to make more of a presence on Facebook, or maybe do interviews, potentially, you know, do podcasts myself, or do presentations to people, I wanted to learn how to be as effective of a presenter as I could be. And so the TED Talks really helps a person who's wanting to present, speak in public, gives them kind of ideas of how to construct that speech so that they are they attract the audience's attention. So I really enjoyed that one. Another one I liked is more personal. But it's Mark Manson's Subtle Art of Not Giving a You Know What. Some people, sometimes, you know, like myself, you know, can get caught into wanting to please everybody and wanting to always say yes. And it's recognizing that, you know what, you got to pick and choose of when to just say no. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, you really gain a lot of freedom from that. So I really enjoyed that one.
Awesome, David.
Good points.
So we like to ask each guest this closing question, but if you could change one aspect of higher education, physical therapy or other healthcare related, what aspect would you change and how would you go about changing it?
Great question, F. Scott. I think for me, you know, just on the fly and thinking of that is, and I have to, I guess, reflect back to my time in physical therapy school, which of course was a graduate program, but I think to really introduce students and encourage students to think outside the box and to not train students to be a lemur and go and jump off the cliff because everybody's jumping off the cliff. But, you know, if a student has a thought or an idea that might be a little unconventional, that's just supported, and that the, you know, professors help encourage that. That's what I would love to see.
So Dave, we got to ask the last question here. Where can people find you online and on social media should they ever have any follow-up questions on you or what you have to offer?
Yeah, absolutely. Email me at davidbailiffpt@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook. My personal page is David Bailiff. My business page is Bailiff Integrated Wellness. Instagram, I'm also Bailiff Integrated Wellness as well. So currently those are the two places where you can find me in the social media aspect.
Fantastic, man. Well, thanks for coming on. Always a pleasure and great to meet you in person.
Yeah. Brandon F. Scott, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Access to healthcare is one of the largest issues facing both providers and patients, as millions of people worldwide lack timely and affordable access to healthcare. Anywhere Healthcare, a telehealth platform, is a simple, low-cost option for providers and patients that eliminates the barriers to access to all kinds of healthcare. To find out more, check out anywhere.healthcare, which is available in our show notes. And if you use the code HET in all caps when you email to sign up, you'll save 25% off the total cost.
Thank you for attending class today, and we hope that you learned something and gained value from the content.
If you'd like to schedule office hours with us, feel free to add us on Twitter at HET Podcast, on Instagram, HET Podcast, on Facebook, The Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast, and the homepage, healthcareeducationtransformationpodcast.com.
And for those of you following along in the syllabus, extra credit can be obtained by liking us, sharing us, and leaving a review.
Let's continue our journey up Mount Educational Success as lifelong learners.